there's never been a book that covers the entire 94.1 KPFB in Baghdad, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online KFCF.org, and in Chico, KZFR 90.1. And you've been listening to the show, and what a show it's been, huh? Two sex researchers from midnight to 1:30. That was fun.
And did they discover anything new?
No, we can't do that on KPFA because you can't. Yeah,
it's still pretty much the same thing. You got this thing, and you got to do something to it to feel good.
Yeah, and you try to find somebody to do it with.
You try to find somebody to do it or do it with.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. There it is.
What was it? It was I can't remember the Fire Sign Theater line. You know, but do it or get with it, or
yeah, do it or do it or do it to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny about those sex workers, you know. Who would have known it was work, for one thing?
It is work.
You know, it's work too. It's a lot of work.
Leading
up to
the leading up to the sex is work. You can't just
You know, and even the sex is work.
You can just go out and have fun.
Even the sex is work because fun is work.
Fun is work. It's our work. We have fun all the time while we're working. All of us.
But you know, if you're a sex worker, you should put your heart and soul into your work, and you should do a good job, and you don't have to do a good job. I'm not telling you to do a good job. I'm just suggesting that if you're a sex worker, your success will be determined by the quality of the job that you provide.
It's true. And also, a guy called up who needed the help. That was a pretty marvelous moment, actually.
You know what? They have numbers. They have phone numbers that have like 900 numbers you can call that for that. And it only costs like $2.99 a
billion
minute.
Cents. Oh, okay. For the help?
For the help, yeah.
You for can the get almost it free help.
You can get it by licensed therapeutic workers who will treat your audio fantasies to the
The proper but are they going
dedication
to come to the July 2nd? Is it July 2nd, 1st and 2nd that the film festival will be happening?
No, that's going to be...
Or is it the end of June?
So it's 29th and 30th, I think, is what it is.
That'll
I'm going to look
fun,
that
folks
up. I hope I didn't pay for it.
I can look it up right here. The little date thing that happens here. Okay, so
I get a date thing.
The date thing is 29-30 is Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
That's the ones.
Okie dokie. So up at Mount Diablo, folks, we'll all be there.
Diablo.
We'll be watching. See, what we did this year is make it a little bit early because the end of the world happens, of course, on the 7th. Is that right? Or the 5th.
Yeah, we want to give ourselves a head start when we see the end of the world coming towards us.
We can stand on the top of Mount Diablo. And we can see the end of the world happening over in New York, and so then we can start.
And then we
as
can run
comes,
down the other
can
side
run
of
down
Mount
toward,
Diablo,
yeah,
make just, it to the ocean before the end of the world gets here.
Yeah,
and we can be lollygagging in our
la boat, la la
in
la,
our,
la
in our little
laughing
pool toys.
Yeah, not knocking
we'll have,
our
you know those things you put on your arms to keep you from sinking too far.
Yeah.
We'll
oh yeah,
little
yeah, yeah.
Round things you sit in that have a little, you know, a little sea monster's head on it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, the end of the world for us is just fun. We just laugh.
The end of the world, whenever it comes, we always just laugh and laugh.
It's like ha ha ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha.
That's how we laugh at the end of the world, and everybody else thinks we're crazy, but we're not.
So
then we just do it again.
So you did that. You had
then we do it again.
1:30. You had some sex workers on here.
I had some marvelous.
Were they doing their sexual magic on you while you were talking?
No, because this is KPFA 94.1.
This is business here. This isn't, and it's not like business in that we make money or anything. It's like fun business because we volunteer for it. We don't make any money. We don't ask for money. I mean, we do ask for money, but only during certain times of the year. And the rest of the time, we just play free radio. It's just free to you and all your people that are listening to it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to think, oh gosh, I've got to reach in my pocket and pull up some money and push it in this machine.
Stand with your leg slightly
for
apart,
another
25
minutes and then push another 25 cents in there.
Inhale.
You know, when it quits vibrating.
Yeah.
When the machine quits vibrating.
Exhale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Noam saying? Like Noam Chomsky?
Well, we have a meeting right now. Oh, yeah.
We have to go to a meeting to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we have to decide what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about
kicking
around.
We're pretty serious about how we got to put an idea up on the chopping block
and see if it can stand
the
muster.
Draw endlessly on the chalkboards and say, hey, this or that.
We've
got to
see if it can stand the mustard. We're going to put hot mustard on it.
Yeah.
We're going to raise it up on a flagpole.
Make it all shiny.
We're going to salute it. We're going to salute it and see, or we're going to raise it up and see who salutes it. Then when it comes down, we're going to take it in a big pile and throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
Well, let's go do it.
Okay.
So now you go do that all along, no letter, no standing around, no playing rough, playing poker on the sidewalk. You just move on along because that big, big boy in the back. Yeah, you know him. Yeah, yeah, we all know him. We can tell you to move on now, then.
Take the edge off the boys, the change should be... There's nobody on this earth that can stop you from doing this business and sharing with people. Because we got a strong one on our side. Okay? This business was created to save this country. And it's your responsibility to do your part. Mahalo.
God had kicked me right in the stomach. Oh, I felt like God had kicked me right in the stomach.
Thank you. just went through wild times. Hal or Paul Kelly, and I'm going to say hi. And to see if you would look over some text that I'm writing for the exhibit at some point, and use your great way of punching things up and making them bouncier, just in verbal use. You can really do that. So give me a call either at work or at 550-1455.
Hello again, everybody. This is Carl Lutz of the Tape Library and the Radio Advertising Bureau. And you know, each day when the postman arrives here at RAV, seems to always have with him a great big stack of envelopes and tapes in stock. They might well check the travel tape or the yellow tape of the travel agent. But if they decided not to go, radiance, the power of words like a touchbox, motivates them to show tickets that you can spend traveling.
How then did she get him? Exactly, Mr. Lauren, how? She couldn't hold herself up there, she couldn't drop from the ceiling.
Do you think your wife killed herself?
No. She's been mad. By one of you.
Do you think your wife killed herself?
No. She was mad. By one of you.
This night was over.
Those people who are out there, some having made great sacrifices to come. This cancer out there. Somebody's last hope. I'm so conscious of it. I'm so aware of it. And I know that I can't give it to them. I know that I have no healing virtue. People, I don't have any healing virtue. I don't have any healing power. Please believe me. Believe me. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm so... And you talk about the gifts in this man. I believe that there are many more than just the nine. Don't limit him. Don't limit him. Whatever he is.
I capture the energy in our anger that is threatened.
I believe, beloved, and not only in the fact that the Holy Spirit.
Is either somebody else in this house or one of us has left his room. Did you hear anything?
And I believe that the nearer that we come to the closing of this conversation, we're going to see...
Get someone walking.
What I'm talking to you about today is the most up-to-date thing that I could talk to you about.
Really? You look downstairs,
we're living in the
and I'll look up here.
Of this dispensation.
Why not together?
I'm going
maybe only minutes, seconds, left of someone's life.
Really important.
Why waste time?
And I pray to God that out of this session, and out of this hour of speaking, the Holy Spirit shall call men and women that he can use.
Yes,
who are willing to die to self.
Yeah,
I believe,
I think
beloved,
that was for the,
in the gift
the brainiacs.
The
oh, it's Catherine Cool.
You know,
and the
Mike.
Operation, the gift.
Mike might be right, but...
This is guest Mike number two.
Wait, what did... Something is different.
Well,
I can actually hear myself in the mix, and I can hear you, Hal. I can
I know,
hear the
it's
mix.
Astonishingly clear.
What's happened? Someone has repaired this thing.
Behaved it with
you know, earlier I put the headphone... I didn't even put the headphones on because it's such a an unsatisfying experience.
Well, I know what you mean there, but... Of course,
after years of reaching almost a climactic crescendo, as it were,
yeah.
Suddenly I now expected the same treatment, and it's a high quality treatment now. It's someone has actually spent money, invested time and effort to provide us with a high quality mix.
That is what you call the wheels of progress grinding.
What do you think? What do you think happened? What's different now?
Well, they didn't want to hear your message muddled. They wanted to hear it sharp and precise.
You know,
razor edged.
I am. Oh, sorry about that. I'm pushing
yes,
this cough
get clear your throat, man. Speak up clearly.
Something happened tonight. It's made me cough.
Something happened?
Allergies.
Oh, all right. We can say that then. Sure, allergies. Yeah, of course, I'm of an age when I remember back when peanuts didn't make kids' heads explode. And you could have a jolly fling in a facility that manufactured objects containing peanuts and peanut essence and peanut oil. But too much fastidiousness and cleanliness caused the over-amplification of the immune system. Just as in the computer world, over-eager, eager beaver, overactive spam filters invariably reject all that is wholesome. So, here we are again on that retread, that merry-go-round, that treadmill. It's Sisyphean labor. I think you'd have to agree.
The growers weed, boy. What's wrong with these kids? He just can't sell like we should back to the old people.
They haven't got any gumption. They haven't got any spine.
I used to talk my parents into providing me with all kinds of illegal substances.
When I was a child,
we knew how to sell in those days.
I thought as a child, I spake as a child.
Now,
but now,
my teachers,
I am become a man. I have put away childish things
around our community
where the kids can't get to them. So I've got
the importance of the sales call.
Oh, no salesman will call. That's there in the contract.
Now the sales call could be broken into distinct segments, each designed for a specific purpose.
First, the cold call.
Even a cold call would include an approach.
Then the hot call.
Even a cold call would, the hot call, you say?
That is code 10 for a red hot call. It's adults only, of course.
It's a cold call. It's a cold...
No, no, the cold call comes out of the cold call center. You know, they hire some underpaid college students or whatever, you know. They get them in a room with a bank of telephones and, well, you put them to work.
Kind of like here at KPFA, right?
94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico,
Speaking of Chico, I was in Chico just mere hours ago.
Can't you keep it clean for just one moment?
KZFR.
Oh, I see.
I was in the city of Chico.
And you were checking on the antenna of the show?
I actually
making sure they
remember the numbers. I could only remember the letters.
Hmm.
I was telling Jasmine Bobcat. I
know
she said, "What was? What are? How do you listen to KPFA in Chico?" And I said, "Well, we listen to KZFR." She said, "Well, what are the numbers so we can tune it in?" And I said, "I don't know."
And so here we are. That's how
we are.
That's how we were born tonight.
Predicament, dilemma.
No earthquake. No emergency. No bomb.
Hideously bad hamburgers.
Just the code name of the show.
The burgers were bad. I'm sorry about that.
The burgers were mean. Not only bad, they were mean, grouchy, and obsequious.
But to balance that off, you've had marvelous burgers there, which you've grilled on your own hibachi.
Yes, I have. On that hibachi, that's a hibachi that was brought to us by ancient elder gods.
And so you
and
see,
revealed to us
that, the universe has a propensity
a
to say, create
made
balance.
In occupied Japan. I used to stare at it and think, wait, that means, no.
Hibachi made in
occupied Japan.
Japan.
It was a little one, real nice.
They were just reminding their marketplace what the status was. Made in occupied Japan, you ready? Go send them home and they can buy this stuff over there.
We are occupied in manufacturing a hibachi.
Yes, that's what they meant by it. There wasn't anything
political.
How could the U.S. occupy anybody? That just wouldn't
make
any sense.
These are great.
That's crazy.
You're serious?
That's crazy.
I found those in my stuff. I don't know where they came from, but they look quite interesting.
When you found these monster faces in your stuff, and
scary
part, it was only the face there. Now someone came along and
just talking like the end of the world
took those faces off of those monsters and stuck them in your stuff.
We're just floating along like it's some big joke.
What could be obvious?
Sterno's even building part of his house.
Well, I mean, no, their
they'll
faces
add
are
building your house.
Now, they just have a
and
face.
Who cares about adding flavor
it's just a
or skin to your
poem. Shell? That's
the end of the world's
there.
Coming up. Who cares?
At least it's not a fiend without a face.
No more
where
show.
Is this monster
no more
now?
Cars.
It is a fiend
no
without
more animals.
A face now, wandering around.
No more
going,
chocolate milk at 3 in the morning. No, end
that
of the world,
sort
folks.
Like Jane's
creation, no more nothing.
You may remember that didn't have any
listen
face.
To them. They're talking as if it's
was
oh
that?
Blah blah blah. It's just a show.
Horrible
it's just
thing
doing
behind
the
7-Eleven that didn't have no face.
If you're standing up there on Mount Diablo, you know what's going to happen?
That wonderful series of routines.
Like 10,000 thermonuclear devices going off at once over toward New York, and it'll be rushing toward the mountain at the speed of dust. And that's when all of you will start running.
Rushings toward the mountain.
At the speed of dust.
Okay, now call.
And that's fast. Have you ever measured the
speed
of dust?
It is. Yeah. Like, it looks like a giant sponge moving across a desert set.
Did you know when there's a dust storm in China?
Rope. That's the
end
of...
When there's a dust storm in a Chinese desert,
oh, man,
you'll be breathing it like within, you know, 6 days or something.
Now, I don't know why I'd want to go breathe in a dust storm in a Chinese...
The dust that's kicked up from the dust storm goes into the atmosphere, and within 6 days, you'll be breathing it in the Kansas cornfields.
Well, isn't that cornball?
We've
got
to stop.
Well, those dust storms in Hawaii are really the killer.
Please call 848-4425
We've got to
right
stop
now.
Those dust
stop.
Storms in Hawaii.
Please
you
stop
get that
the dust
Yang,
storms.
Yangtze River dust.
Please stop the planet.
Dust storms on a playa.
What about
dust
pollen?
Please stop
the planet. Isn't there a lot of spice in that dust?
I like Philo's idea of holding their breath to reduce the carbon emissions.
Yeah, if everybody holds their breath.
We just all hold our
just
breath.
Think about it. You don't even have to hold your breath all the
on
time.
The Who?
You
I
only
know.
Have to hold your breath half
too.
The time.
The Who is
that's
touring.
That's going to reduce the carbon emissions by 50% tomorrow. If we can just get everybody in the world to hold their breath half the time. That means if you're going to, instead of breathing for a whole minute, you breathe for half a minute and you hold your breath for half a minute.
And that was in the Recyclopedia of Ecological Knowledge, but it's always
good is that true?
Well, they
I didn't know it was
suggest
I,
that you
hold your
put
breath.
Your head in the toilet 3 times.
Well, no, this isn't the same thing. This is
not
the same thing.
That's not
this
the
is an original
that
idea that
dangerous
that's
I'm going to be selling on the internet.
vertigo.
Because I'll have carbon offsets.
Trying to protect the planet here.
For every 30 seconds of non-breathing, there'll be a carbon offset.
Exactly.
And those carbon offsets are for sale now to people
not breathing.
What about methane offsets? That's what I'm worried about.
I want a carbon offset. I want a carbon offset.
They can buy my carbon offset from me.
You can get them at Fry's. They're on sale.
Because you know that.
They can pry
my. Did you see the little tiny. I think I was going to get Gary, but I think the sale was only one day. It was a tiny 2 gig thumb drive that's a surfboard.
Yo!
Oh, I think what I'll do is I'll just have the whole market and sell methane.
Gary's got to have one of those.
Well,
too good.
You could do that.
I started to buy it just
because
it was cute.
Natural gas is our most
important $17
product.
On sale. 2 gigs for $17. Are we living
in
an insane
time or
what?
Glad to see the show heating up.
No, 2 gigs. I mean, you buy this thing and you get two jobs right away.
The show is a little whack, you say?
Quiet there. But now you guys have certainly.
Oh, now it's okay. Yeah. You didn't like the historical documents?
We have resurfaced.
Did you recognize any of those voices?
Undone yourselves once again.
It's the oldest guys who used to do improvisational radio.
I think I missed the horse historical documents.
No, that was the last couple hours.
Still time to catch up.
From 1:30. To,
I think I just have to do some
3:30 documents.
I ripped it off. I'm sorry. Here, take it back now.
You ripped it off.
It should be showing up in your email
that's,
there.
They're just wonderful.
Good.
I gotta gas up. I'm gonna trade in some carbon credits here.
All right.
Okay. Well, hold your breath. Remember, it's cheap. You know, you don't have to buy any special bulbs. You don't have to do anything except only breathe half the time.
Bulbs? Who wants to buy
a
bulb?
You get it in the frosted flakes. You get carbon credits in your frosted flakes. It's great.
Now, here's another thing. If you're going to, you know, one of the statistics I read is that 80% of all carbon emissions that aren't produced by humans that are produced by cattle.
Cattle, yeah. Those are the methane credits.
The methane. And so if you can get your cattle not to poot, you know, pass gas. I know. I've heard that.
I'm afraid
you can
tickle.
You're
going to have to pay.
Yes, I have.
You can tickle them on the belly.
You're going to have to pay for that gas.
That's actually, Philo, not in line with the latest scientific findings. It's not farting, but belching from cattle.
Right. Well, I just meant farting? I didn't mean farting.
Well, it was thought that,
that
farting was the culprit
I don't care
for
where
years,
the gas comes
now,
from.
It
comes
out
of a cow.
Rumbled and belched and
I think
farted
he was talking
out of
about himself.
Cow's multiple stomachs.
Yeah, well, I would think that because of that whole multiple stomach thing that, yeah, you're right, the belches would be much more significant.
Yeah, but they're both significant.
Oh,
is
I just
2000 and whatever. That's Jody.
Jody.
Yeah,
yeah.
2000.
That's a cool one. I don't have that one. I have some that stands.
I think I owe a couple methane credits right now. Whoa.
Okay. Well, I think you know. Here's the deal. When you let them out, that's a negative. When you hold them in, that's a positive.
A positive. Yeah.
So it's the same thing. On like when you're breathing out, that's a negative. When you're holding your breath, that's a positive.
So do you think
it's a trade-off. If you were going to breathe out and you say, no, I'm not going to breathe out, I'm going to hold my breath.
Less relaxes.
That is a carbon offset.
This show is crazy.
If we get more people to think like you.
The personal physician.
Hey, look, I'm going for the cheap. I'm going for the easy, low-hanging fruit first.
Let it out.
Somebody got the cheap light bulb already. I couldn't. I mean, it's not really cheap. They cost like $7 for four of them.
$7?
Yeah,
at least twice to three times
as much.
Talking
about those squirrely little,
certainly is the most expensive.
Right. And they don't tell you about the mercury that you can't throw them away without calling, you know, the EPA to come in and haul them away in a special container.
It's like five guys to drive down there in a big truck to pick them up.
Yeah, they have to come down in their big truck wearing their
special
suits.
Plastic suit.
They wear their suits. They take the light bulbs away. They put it in a special dump that your taxes paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe
step away from the light bulb.
Yeah,
step away from the light.
Yeah, that's what happens. So I'm thinking about the low-hanging fruit, the ones that don't cost people money, you know? You can just change a few things, and we can all get along better with Mother Nature, and she won't hate us so much and try to kill us all the time like she does.
Keep your gas to yourself.
Mother Nature's out there causing the hurricanes, you know.
She's trying to wipe us.
Well, it's not us. It's not Mother Nature causing. She's just responding to us aggravating her. So it's a war between us and nature, if you think about it. It's an ongoing war.
Gets a sex change.
Yeah, what if Mother Nature got a sex change or just became androgynous nature?
Yeah.
Androgynature.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now we have to pay him $0.0005
for each. Okay, so yeah, so now we're going to say
that. So let's not say it, then we don't give him any money.
We're going to give him green stamps every time we say that special word, androgynature.
Only if he looks really close. See there, you got to give him 6 green stamps.
Okay, I said it. You're going to get 6 green stamps.
Tell you what, just buy me a beer next time you see me.
Okay, all right.
On the radio beer, and next time we're in the radio bar.
Yeah,
the radio bar and grill.
Or,
I love that radio bar and grill. I get my radio burger and my radio fries.
Radio waves. Nothing that's quite as good.
Kick back.
Nothing quite settles as well.
So, what happened? You know, the thing about this mix. Oh, there's some music. I hear it now.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Boy, the show's really kicking it. No music on the
show. Right now, we're about to swing.
You're just saying that because you're on the show.
You're just saying that because you are 848-4425-5
I say that because I'm on the show. You're saying it because you're on the show.
That proves it. The show did it. No matter what the conspiracy people say, no matter what the photograph show, I think the show did it.
Urine. Control when you're on the show.
Urine over
now,
your head
when did you start listening to the show? What time this morning did you start listening to the show?
Urine.
When did I? I just started.
Trouble if you don't use the correct frequency.
Just checking.
Yeah, that's a real thigh slapper. And we got plenty more where they came from, so just keep listening.
Is this some kind of religion?
You could call it that. But
you heard about the religion? Yeah.
I've heard about
the demigods of that religion.
It all depends on what you mean about religion.
Heard about a great old story. Yes, sir, it's the good news. The gospel that we spread.
Now, are you in Berkeley?
I'm not in Berkeley, no.
Oh, too bad. Okay, because you can see the video version of the show. What is it, on Channel 24?
That's a really hot video.
Well, I was thinking of coming by just about 4:18 or so. But,
I get it.
Two more we might need.
Right, right.
You know, some kind of inside joke there.
Well, let's just say we're...
Well, we know what goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Strange goings on.
Yeah, well, I'll try to keep it down to
the jazz. You know, this is a lot like a special instruction course on how to find your pants in a snowstorm.
Huh, that's true.
Yeah.
You can spoil your Sunday pants messing around.
If you think he's kidding, try finding your pants in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
What if it's the yellow?
It's not fun. It's cold, and your tent's almost filled up with snow. And
when you're wrong,
yeah.
And you find out,
and your tent's all filled up with snow,
and you realize you're late for the show.
Then you're one consolation.
Do you remember that time when you had to go outside and it was snowing real hard? So you had to go outside to take a number two. You were going to go do number two outside.
A number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a show
in a snowstorm. So you went outside and you thought, I can't go outside. It's just too cold out there. So you decided you would do a number two in, like, a sock.
Well, this is becoming as elaborate and improbable as some...
So you had a number two.
This is really cold.
And it was really cold. And so you tried to get rid of what you put in the sock and got shaking it outside, and then the snowstorm whipped it up. And it all blew all over the front of your jacket.
Well, now we're wallowing in feces.
The show really took a nasty little turn there.
And so when you got back inside the tent, somebody looked at you and said, "Hey, man, what is that, a piece of corn on your mustache?"
Just like that YouTube video.
Remember that? Bird shit. Remember when that happened? Man, that was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that in the Charlie Chan movie about the Klondike Gold Rush?
There was a doctor who wrote a book called How to Beep in the Woods. And she wrote that book because she was on the side of some kind of
Joyce Harbor, I think.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's on the side of the mountain, folks, hanging out, you know, being alone in the sun, out there miles above anybody else. And she looks up and gets hit in the face with the substance we're talking about.
Yeah, because
there's a climber way above her
who just
relieved himself. And so she wrote this great book on just the effect
that
it has.
That's a funny book. I have that book.
It's an amazing book because it's such a weird subject. and so well researched, and it really makes you think about the impact that we have on.
It's one that we're willing to talk about, but few shows will delve into as deeply as we will casually go.
And since we went down that way, there's also didn't you hate that one time that you just needed to take a number one, a leak, and so you could actually just kind of open the bottom of the middle of your sleeping bag and relieve yourself into a can, a beer can, say, or a pop can, and then go back to sleep. And then when you wake up, the entire middle of your sleeping bag is
covered in blood.
And you've cut yourself in the middle of the night on the Coke can, but you didn't feel it because it was so cold. Remember that one time?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was embarrassing, too.
That sounds
too
awful.
Yeah.
All that blood. It kept you warm, though.
Yeah.
For a while.
Really help you if you get excited.
And it's a good story, and you get to have that bag hanging in your closet with a huge clot of blood.
Unless
the guy's your friend, and then what you want to do is let the sleeping bag fly off the top of your car as you're driving back from the 85 show, and then your own sleeping bag will join it and fly off the top of the car.
You don't stop. You don't even think about stopping until your sleeping bag goes. When his sleeping bag went, the car didn't even slow down, but sure as yours goes
get
off,
it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, man, our sleeping bags flew off. Would you run back and get them?
I'm not leaving that thing here. I did when I saw my bag leave the car.
Yeah, and then
I
you
took
said,
the next exit,
oh, man, would
around,
you go back and get
and
our
came
sleeping
back,
bags?
And in that time, I think it was 12 minutes.
Yeah. What happened? Somebody got the bag.
I don't think somebody got it. I think you
probably
went into a ditch.
Paul drew it into that cup.
They were in that concrete, you know.
Of the sleeping bag
right
coming
there.
Out of the
had
top
to be obvious bright colored things
car.
In that wall plus road. But they were gone.
Somebody thought it was a bag full of stolen bank
jewels. Yeah.
I'll call back when I have something to offer you guys.
That's a good thought. And
that's
hold
good.
To that thought.
And then when you call, you're back.
That's true. And when you're not speaking, you're invisible on radio. You don't exist if you're not making a sound.
I love to play this piano like this.
Well, you do it with some skill, but you know, this piano is not what I'd call a resonant instrument.
It's not supposed to be. This is a different kind of piano. It's
I
more
working on this little iMovie about the caller. Look, here's a...
It's more about...
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is how he sees himself.
He thinks he's a pretty cool customer. Nice moves.
Huh, yeah, I can see him coming down the highway now. He's bringing all his...
I just watched Casino Royale recently for the first time.
The new one, right?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I felt old, you know? I felt like if I were 17, this would be the coolest thing in the world.
Did you like some of the action sequences in it?
Amazing. Always amazing. Oh,
yeah.
Man. You mean like, well, the amazing, the most amazing fight on the cranes.
The fight on the cranes was pretty amazing.
That is a truly incredible piece of filmmaking in terms of how much work that has to be. And the whole thing, it's just nice. It's a standard Bond. You get into the chase, and it's surreal. You think it's just going to be up and down some stairs. And it's just like, and you realize like 10 minutes has gone by, and these guys are like, boom, 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 boom.
They're still pounding on
each
other.
And the black guy is the world, what's called free running champion.
Yeah.
So that's why they thought, oh, let's use that guy. He's going to be good running through streets, up to jungles, through windows. I like this one point where the champion guy goes through the transom, goes, dunk, dunk, and Bond just kind of goes through the wall.
Through the wall,
It's like all the fantasy you ever had about when you were five.
Right.
Not that I was ever five.
I wasn't either, but when I was, I did fantasize that I would go through walls.
I tried really hard. Jumping was my thing, coming off of high floors.
Yeah, I liked to run up walls. That's what I did. I'd run up a wall and flip.
Remember the run up wall scene in Wizard of Speed and Time?
Yeah,
yes.
It's been a while
work.
Since I saw that.
Yeah,
you
can still find it in children's rental areas.
I have that. I have it.
You
somewhere.
Have it?
Yeah.
I'd love to get a copy of that because they're just some of his technical stuff. Just by the way, he's like running guy. He built a frame to hold his midsection, and he's on a truck. And his friend is, I think, clicking a 60 millimeter camera manually, and he's just going click, 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 click. So it's he goes past the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's really beautifully done. But the scene I was thinking of is that it's now gone. The earthquake took it away. The mural of many stars on the side of the famous building in L.A. And he would run and get high and get a leg on the wall, and his friend would go click, and they got good at doing that. So in the movie, he comes up, runs along the wall, and just comes back down.
Yeah.
Runs through the mountains. He does everything.
Yeah, he was pretty good with stop motion stuff.
He had the patience to do it, and the way he did it was charming.
Yeah, and his mom is asleep. He crosses his mom's living room, and she's asleep on the couch. And little dream bubbles, and this big dream bubble has all of his relatives very quickly. They adjust it for the eye size.
Yeah.
And they're like this much of the face, real fast.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He got normal, and I think he still lives in L.A. I mean, he doesn't. This is a guy who would not shake your hand. He had this long rant about shaking somebody else's body part and why you would trust somebody when you did that. And wore only that green Eisenhower jacket for on. Wrote very, very tiny script. Was real obsessive about stuff. And I saw him sometime later.
That was probably why he hadn't heard from him. He was just a little bit too hard to work.
It was fairly intense. And yeah, the movie was such a funny thing about working in Hollywood, trying to get permits.
Yes, up great.
Up at the Bronson Cave, the little police helicopter, model police helicopter, was hassling them. It's just
funny stuff.
And what the...
I do have it. Mike Jetlove, is that
yes.
the
Yeah, one? You yeah. have that?
Yeah, I have a copy of that.
Yeah, I saw it in VHS piles in kids' areas, and I thought, I should get that when it turns into a $1 sale thing sometime. Well, the Lost Weekend just had a sale when I dropped off those CDs.
CD? You get CD. A CD or two?
Yeah. This action figure stuff makes me tired. I'm going to stop animating.
Action figure stuff?
Well, I figured.
Okay, well, I'm showing the little Bob Dobbs. He sets the bomb off, and then he runs really fast toward the West Coast. Because he wants to be with us watching the movies and partying.
So,
looks like a lot like the caller.
And then it was Christmas.
What Philo's thinking again on the
snow
piano.
Lay around on the trees and the ground, the branches of the fir trees, and all the forest creatures had taken a long winter's nap. And all of a sudden... Yeah, well, okay. You know, there's plenty of late-breaking news, and I suppose we should be au courant and keep up with the news just coming over the wire.
Well, this is news of the future. This
I like this tune. I spent a while working on this tune. What do you think?
It's pretty dynamic.
Here's a story. Popcorn can kill you.
Yeah, sure, if you pop it big enough, if you eat enough of it.
Since 2001, academic studies have linked bronchiolitis obliterans, a rare and life-threatening form of fixed obstructive lung disease.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
the artificial butter flavoring called diacetyl used in microwave popcorn flavoring plants. Flavoring manufacturers have paid out more than $100 million in lawsuits during the past 5 years. One death from popcorn workers' lung, PWL, has already been confirmed, according to the Center
popcorn
for Disease
workers?
Control.
Who are these popcorn workers?
Studies
are
underway
a real job,
to
man.
Explore permanently banning the popular crunchy snack food at movie theaters, circuses,
workers?
And carnivals.
I guess this is people that make
users
popcorn?
Of prohibited popcorn under the proposed new law would face
this
fines and arrest
sick.
From police and SWAT teams and the DEA.
Pretty soon we'll have
in the
a
meantime,
popcorn DEA.
Politicians and California health care workers are pushing for a temporary ban on diacetyl. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, OHSA, has been criticized for being slow
hey
in acting
folks, don't
on
worry,
the issue.
I've got a big stash of diacetyl in my garage.
California Assemblywoman
when they
Sally
take it off
Lieber
the market,
has introduced
you just
a bill
to
ban diacetyl
and I'll
use.
Keep you whole
Post
there.
Reported that the cause
we'll
for alarm may be overstated.
Your popcorn.
Just show those politicians that
most
they can't stop us from doing what we want to do.
With popcorn workers' lung are not
there's
going to
be a black market for
Americans,
diacetyl in no time.
But young, poor Latinos.
And who are these popcorn
no
workers? And what are their lungs doing out anyway?
Well, they're
why
not
they put them back in where they belong.
popcorn-fed...
If you're a popcorn worker, get a real job. That's
Americans,
what I say.
But young, starved Latinos, it says here.
There's a lot of jobs down in that the illegal aliens are coming over to get, and I understand that there's still some open. You should get one of those jobs. Give up that popcorn worker job. That's not a real job. Who ever heard of popcorn worker? Be a plumber.
If you become a popcorn worker, then you're
mechanic,
going to get
a
terrible
worker.
case of popcorn worker's love.
What is that?
PWL.
Popcorn worker.
Popcorn workers
you
of America.
You're a popcorn worker. You're going to get popcorn worker's lung. You're probably going to get popcorn worker's leg. The big deal.
Popcorn worker's leg.
What do you think about a mechanic, you know, who gets, like, mechanic's finger? Does he call up and cry every time he gets mechanic's finger?
Well,
no.
He gets workman's compensation.
A mechanic's could care less about workman's compensation. It's about fixing the stuff, man. That's what the important thing is.
But what about the popcorn worker's leg that you were mentioning?
The popcorn worker's leg. They'll cry and moan about anything. They'll be the popcorn worker's toenail next. The popcorn worker's disenfranchised anal fissure tissue.
It's all from the...
The popcorn worker's big disenfranchised bucket of anal fissure tissue.
An element of flavoring used in the butter in popcorn.
Sure. Grandma and his mom, Wanda, were two counties over fingering their bucket of anal fissure tissue. When the popcorn worker showed up.
There he goes again. Popcorn worker number one.
I have to tell Sterner we're reaching way back into the old church historical documents here.
We may be joking around about this anal fissure tissue and the buckets and stuff, but there's no joke about this popcorn worker.
What about wild man fissure?
This is a luxury disease, folks.
Where's Moondog?
This is a luxury disease, popcorn worker's lung.
You recognize this music?
Many years ago. Popcorn workers came to the shores in their long ships, and they embarked in a new world, a steaming wilderness full of corn ready to pop.
What about
and butter ready
hat
to
workers'
flavor.
Knee?
Well, you know, we can only address these problems one at a time.
I got this home movie, The End of the World, here.
Oh, and what about mustard maker's mustache?
Well, if you can't cut the mustard, then...
You know, when those mustard makers are making their mustard, the mustache-wearing mustard makers are... They're getting this mustard maker's mustache syndrome.
I thought mustard making was a vulgar euphemism, but perhaps not.
It
anyway,
could be in some parts. I don't doubt that there's a euphemism for almost every common phrase. And
you're saying Colonel Mustard in the library with... it takes me back. The memory of... Past by
there's
time.
Colonel Mustard making sure mustard her, right? in the library.
Oh, Ewa Allen? Oh, my gosh. That's
whatever did she do after that? Exactly.
She was in Start the Revolution Without Me, I believe.
Look at that. Man.
Could have been.
Now, here's a good one.
I
Annie
like her
Lennox's
so much, I got
home
two of them.
destroyed
see the back.
In MySpace
that
Party.
Leaves and
that's right.
And
Eurythmics singer Annie Lennox
one of my first and
might well
albums.
Be feeling... As in the
partly
words
because
of her
of that
hit song,
phase,
just like
after
she's
all, a
walking
grader.
On broken glass. Oh, so the pop star, 52, has been hit with a hefty repair bill after her 16-year-old daughter became the latest victim of gate crashers who got wind of a party on the internet. Mayhem happened after Annie's
toilet
daughter innocently let slip she was having a
good
time.
That's a good job.
While her film producer
that's an honorable job.
Yeah, that's at the top of the apex of the job world.
Which was meant to get to just 30
it's the penultimate job.
Ended up
somebody, you know, that's part of that whole thing.
Of others.
The brown goo stuff.
Once in a while.
Well, yeah,
that's
sure.
Why we were talking about it earlier.
And
really
so
you know,
thousands
in
of
that
teenagers
out.
Appeared, vomiting and
right.
defecating.
And
on
so,
the
what's
carpets.
Your point?
And I have to wear.
They destroyed
sometimes
the entire
too.
House.
Yeah, I would suspect
we do too for the show.
Graffiti on walls.
I would
think
expect
we like
gas mask to be part of the regular
broke pictures and lampshades.
Tool set of
tore
the
apart books,
toilet workers
urinated
and
vomited
and another
on carpets.
4425
flooded the kitchen
who was confused
and had a
pitch
battle
there.
In the garden.
So right.
Yeah. So what we want you to do is we want you to play. One of you be Janer and one of you be Rocknar.
And Annie Lennox didn't discover the destruction
okay,
until
go.
It was all over.
The Genius Dance Party.
Yeah, that's the one where Bob replaces Roy Clark.
There's the Janer person. Now, where is the other one? The Rocknar person?
The minister
Where's
to
Rocknar?
The,
I don't know. I thought he was
terminally,
here.
We're all here.
Okay, so you're Rocknar and Janer, huh?
I am rocking into a cellular
Rocknar.
Yeah.
It's Rocknar.
A metamorphic rock.
Or Janar.
Changing.
He's either
Jocknar.
Don't mention
Janar. Reynar.
Janar has been officially disqualified by the board of selectmen.
The radio.
Yeah.
And
so
what
about Janar? Did you ever
hear
get a hold
the internet?
Of
him?
Nah, I never met that guy.
You get a hold of him, but he's wiggly and wiggles away.
Hey, does Dr. Hal give marriages license out?
I'm going to very soon at Chicken John's, whatchamacallit, on the second of June.
You know, Vice President Cheney is going to be appearing at the Alameda
Arch. I want Dr. Hal to marry me.
Well, come to the...
Well,
no,
if you marry Dr. Hal, I'll have
understand.
To perform the marriage.
He wants to marry you.
No, I don't want to marry him.
No, see,
he
now
wants
he's
me to do
denial.
It. What I'm trying to say is that I am going to be doing this on at Ace Auto Dismantlers.
Oh, yes.
It'll be a disgusting display.
I want to get married
Las
to
Vegas.
Dr. Hal and K-Rob.
K-Rob will be there. Hey, Rob will be there. So
cool, because I want to get married.
Yes, we'll do that.
Are you going to get married to like your
married live on KPFA?
Your short derp or salve?
That can't be done.
I make pizza.
No, you can't be the minister.
You
want to
publicize the event?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, it's sure.
Chicken John presents Las Vegas at Ace Auto Dismantlers June 2nd.
Your best chance is to go to this event.
Take off my shoes and they smell really bad.
It's an
bad.
Evening to dismember.
That's okay, because it's in a junkyard.
So put on your finest and come on out to the ever last show ever.
That's
at Ace Auto Dismantlers to do the
surreal.
Las Vegas grind.
In fact, don't go. It's
yeah.
All gambling
and
is
Reverend
real.
Hal will be there
you play with
make
chips
you married.
That you cash out for valuable prizes. This is less spectacle and more action-oriented. You place the bets, you race the roaches, you spill your drink.
Well,
it's all about you. Let it ride, just like the big boys. You can win big.
Big.
Oh, man.
Boy, we're sure giving Chicken
Rock
a lot of
to the sounds of Mongoloid. Aloha, Wink and Yoni from the Big Island, 1983. Sparkle Motion will keep warm your legs.
Oh, nice. Sparkle.
1883, Kimrick and
warm
his steam-powered weenie gun.
Dog?
Weep. Like a baby as our sharks take all your chips. Vow, Dr. Hal and Reverend Burke will offer short-duration marriages.
What?
Philo will not offer short-duration marriages at this event.
What?
Crude at the karaoke station. Chicken's Bus, hosted by Beyond Paul. Cash out at the Ace Auto Redemption Booth. Cry out in disgust at our cockroach racing. Slur your words after patronizing our bar. Dress to the nines. Las Vegas has unenforced dress code and triumph as Otto von Danger jumps the ramp of death on beep fire. The games of Las Vegas are like the real Vegas, but a little more fun. These are all games you can win big on. Big. The show goes late,
Chicken's idea
so come early. All over the place. Thrill to the skills of DJs and DJs K-Rob and Josh can't play bass. Backed by unpopular indifference, Las Vegas is the original show of schmoes. It's a casino environment where you really get to gamble. To win fabulous prizes, here's how it works. You get some chips at the door. You visit the games. You place your bets
and
you win
what?
Big! Take your chips to the Ace Redemption Center, where you talk to Billy, the friendly jump man, who'll let you take home a few choice pieces of prize.
Ew.
It's fun! But that's not all. Check this out! Dr. Hal and Reverend Ben Burke perform short-duration marriages. And I've been there, folks. These marriages can last anywhere from, like, 10 seconds to 15 minutes to maybe even 20 minutes.
You just might like get, regular sex.
You might be able to get away with having sex with your new partner in the bus next to where the marriage occurs before the time runs out.
Well, there are plenty of places in the junkyard to have your honeymoon behind slag rings, piles in the moonlight.
J-Rob provides ambient Vegas music and video. Stuart Mangrum of Twisted Times does a toast to Dean Martin. The Naked Fire Babes do the Wild Thing. And Mongo Lounge rocks the house. And as our main headlining event, the one and only Otto von Danger will attempt the impossible with his motorcycle. He will jump the ramp of death on Beep Fire. Backed by the Odeon All-Star Band, fronted by three luscious lovelies. Slinky Sally Wishna, ravishing Robin Coomer of Loop Station, and seductive Samaki Dorsey.
Yes,
Arnold Schlafalaknia, Kiko Almond, and Josh Can't Play Bass will provide the live accompaniment to the dynamic stunt feature. Otto von Danger will ride a Harley Davidson motorcycle over the ramp of death, totally on fire. Yes, that's right. The man will be in flames. And while on fire, go over the ramp of death. On a motorcycle. Yes, Otto, that Otto. On a motorcycle. On fire.
Yeah,
your money back on the spot. That's... Oh, forgot one line there.
That's...
On fire. Over the ramp of death. Or, adds Chicken, I will give you double your money back on the spot. That's right. Double your admission back if you... If what I say isn't absolutely the
really
truth.
Really bankrupt himself with people. Didn't
Otto von Danger will ride a Harley Davidson motorcycle on fire over the ramp of death. It's a great trick, but he can probably only do it once. You will not be disappointed. Ramp of fire, on death, right? This is the 16th installment of Las Vegas. We hope to see you there. We are featuring this year the Wheel of Smut, Cockroach Racing, Rat Roulette, Crap, Short Duration Subgenius Marriages, and of course, Karaoke. Come on and try the new rides by Cycle Side as well, including your favorites, the bicycle-powered Ferris Wheel and the Bumblebee. Come on down and hang out all over. We'll see you at Las Vegas.
Yes, that's a typical example of a broadside from Chicken John Productions. Of course, we're not actually including it here for advertising purposes, but just to show what an example of showmanship it represents.
Yeah, it just gave me a chance to
for those who
read off of it.
For those who want to be there, I will be performing the short-term subgenius marriages.
The monster faces will not be there. They will have been made into fruit salad by then.
But you guys were talking about Devo. Well, Mongo Lounge does covers of all Devo's hits.
Oh, they're wonderful. They take you right back to the time when it happened.
Do they do Working in a Coal Mine?
No, they don't. I've never heard that. They may, though. I've not been to every show, but I admire their dedication.
Here's a good one. Soda Pop can kill you.
Oh, no, not that, too.
Everything can kill you.
Sodium benzoate.
Dicetyl.
Has diacetyl? Well, this is about how sodium benzoate in soda pop combines with the vitamin C to release benzene, which is a carcinogen, and give people horrible.
Yeah, sodium benzoate has already been the subject of concern about cancer because when mixed with the additive vitamin C in soft drinks, it causes benzene, a carcinogenic substance. Peter Piper, a phony name if I ever heard one. A professor of molecular biology. Yeah, sure. And biotechnology. Two things. What is this guy, an overachiever?
Molecular biology and biotechnology.
At Sheffield University, tested the impact of... First of all, his name's Peter Piper, and everybody knows Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Either
that, what's he doing talking about soft drinks?
Bitten by a radioactive spider.
What he found alarmed him. The benzoate was damaging an important area of DNA in the power station of cells known as mitochondria.
Mitochondria.
He told Independent on Sunday, the mitochondria consumes the oxygen to give you energy, and if you damage it, as happens in a number of disease states. Now, would that mean that the mitochondria of every cell inside your entire human body would be damaged?
Well, it wouldn't have to be everyone to cause a horrible carcinogenic reaction. So
then the cell starts to malfunction very seriously.
Soda pop you ever spill,
and there is a whole array of diseases that are now being tied to damage to
the DNA. What station are we listening to?
I believe that would be KPFA, 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB.
Professor Peter Piper. Okay, now, here's the real story, folks.
Amazingly bad.
Professor Peter Piper, whose work has been funded by a tax-funded government research council, says tests conducted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration were out of date and would have to be done again at a great expense, which Mr. Piper, Dr. Professor Peter Piper, would be more than happy to take off the hands of the taxpayers, I'm sure.
But he cut
I'm
off
sure.
their hands. And,
we'll find out that soda pop can kill us. Where are these deaths? Where are these deaths now?
You mean the popcorn workers of America or the soda pop?
The soda pop that killed us. Where are these people that died as a result of this?
They're
I want to see them.
They're gone. You can't
well,
see them there.
Where does it say? Where's an epitaph that said, I died. They killed me. I drank a soda pop and died from it because my DNA blew up my mitochondria.
His if you put sugar in it,
His heart did stop for drinking too much soda pop.
It's getting worse every
This is so deep. This is getting so deep.
Well, I didn't realize you were. Anyway, the whole idea was.
You know what it is? I can't believe anything I read. That's the problem.
Anything at all?
Almost
not even books
I can't even, I'm looking at this album cover of an album that was made like in the 60s.
Yeah.
I can't even believe this album cover.
Can you believe that the guy that was her boyfriend sent a picture in and then she went whoosh off to Hollywood?
And he didn't get any more after that.
No, it was over. Does he feel like a dopey idiot?
Yes, she looked pretty dumb.
It was a strange movie. Terry Southern wrote a strange book, and they made a strange movie, which was nice. I just realized I should play it at the Parkway. I went recently to see Barbarella, which is sort
of
the same thing.
They're remaking it as a giant.
I wonder if I could sit through it. I saw a lot for her, and it was fun to see stupid Ringo Starr and Peter, the scene with Richard Burton was one of my favorites.
Magic Christian, that's the one I want to see.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen that?
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it in years. I want to see it again.
Sort of like the kind of same. Certainly feels the same. Peter Sellers, right?
It had Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr.
Peter Sellers was his dad.
Or was it?
Yeah, that's
David Niven. That was Peter Sellers.
Yeah, because it had to be a funny guy to show that people were dying.
Yes,
the aforementioned brown substance, just get money. See how much money they could make.
Getting it ready for you now. Remember they had that big stew pot they were making. They had to dive into it to get the money. Yeah. Interesting.
Stew pot, eh?
Stupid.
Stew. Well, there's a technologically scary story.
Yeah,
about
St. Stew Pot's
they
Day.
See ya. They
I
can
go every
see
year
at the airport if
oh,
they
yeah?
want.
Yeah, because they're stew pot. Because they don't have enough plugs for your laptops when you're in the airport.
Laptops? Oh.
Yeah, because Philo was complaining about that on his flight to Chico.
Radio wave security scanners reveal nude bodies of travelers. Passengers hardly blinked at the introduction of a new security scanning system this week at Amsterdam's airport as part of anti-terrorism efforts.
Amsterdam?
A spokeswoman said Wednesday, even though the machine, in essence, allows guards to peer beneath their clothes, the active millimeter wave technology system under trial in Schiphol Airport is also being tested at airports in Mexico City and London, among others being introduced in travel hubs worldwide. Security officials said it differs significantly from the backscatter systems being tested in Phoenix, London, and all other airports.
You're doomed. Just never take a plane anywhere.
It uses this low-energy radio waves rather than high-energy x-rays to create an enhanced detailed view of passengers' bodies. Both systems allow guards to see any hard object, such as might be a gun, that passengers may have concealed under their pants. But critics now point to several cases of alleged abuse of this so-called system. in which male inspectors repeatedly and over again allowed and ordered young, nubile female passengers to pass before this scanner over and over again.
Get off my radio!
Often making humiliating comments and taking unauthorized digital photos of the beautiful female passengers as they passed over and over again before the scanner.
Philo, you're really getting to me here.
Michelle Dion, a Canadian national who is also a U.S. citizen, has announced plans to bring a lawsuit because she said that they've been disagreeably surprised when a friend called her attention to an anonymously posted image of the 24-year-old teacher's aide standing in the airport in my birthday suit with nothing left to the imagination. So these male inspectors...
They're
male airport inspectors causing these female passengers to go back and forth in front of the x-ray machines taking digital photos of their naked, nubile, sexy, hot bodies. Then they post those on their favorite internet websites causing huge traffic jams to cause crashes, servers to crash.
So that's
the next thing you know, the internet crashes.
This is Philo's theory on why Al-Qaeda wins the war.
This is why the internet gets bogged down at night.
Well, now here's one. Marijuana can kill you.
Not again.
But it sure does.
Everything can kill
very
you.
Well.
British doctors took brain scans of 15 healthy volunteers given small doses of two of the active ingredients of cannabis as well as a placebo. One compound, cannabinol or CBD, made people more relaxed. But even small doses of another component, tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, produced temporary psychotic symptoms, including hallucinations and paranoid delusions. The results, presented at an international mental health conference in London, is said to provide physical evidence of the drug's damaging influence on the human brain. And it comes along with this one. Cigarettes make you smarter.
I believe that. I'm going to smoke some. See, that's what happens. Once this is just like Idiocracy in the future. They find out that high fat and cigarettes make you live longer.
Oh, it doesn't say it makes you live longer. They're not good for you, but they just make you smarter.
They make you able to compete in your environment better than your fellow slugs.
UC Irvine researchers have identified a new class of compounds that could be used for drugs to treat cognitive disorders that accompany schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease, and ADHD, according to an article published in the online version of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The compounds target receptors
in the brain
that are activated by nicotine. They impart the beneficial effects of nicotine, specifically enhanced cognition without the numerous health threats associated with smoking.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
But no popcorn, cotton candy, or whatever else can kill you.
Did you hear about Annie Lennox's home being destroyed in a MySpace party?
Yeah, thousands of teenagers arrived and defecated.
Yeah, Annie's daughter, her 16-year-old daughter, let it slip that she was going to have a party on her MySpace page, and then all of a sudden, internet gate crashers get wind of it. And that's like an army of people. And they showed up. They circulated it, to hundreds of other people on MySpace. And they showed up at their house, and their million-dollar family home in North London was trashed when more than 100 youngsters forced entry. These partygoers daubed graffiti on walls, broke pictures and lampshades, tore apart books, urinated and projectile vomited on carpets, flooded the kitchen with their urine, and had a pitch battle in the garden. They pitched each other in the garden and then battled each other. And it was in the garden where they were battling. It was not long before it was standing room only at the house and in its grounds, and the party got quickly out of hand.
Well, that's what I call
Lola's singer mother, Annie Lennox, who divorced from her father, Yuri, in 2000 after 12 years of marriage and also lives in North London, did not hear about the party at our home until after the damage had been done. I guess she was out for the evening.
Who, the daughter?
No, Annie Lennox
yes, of course.
Was not
yeah,
there.
The mom will never be there during that kind of party. Yeah.
And all this is going on while they're making those women walk back and forth and back and forth in front of the
airport.
Scanner at the airport.
That's right.
Well, I'm confused.
And they're taking pictures and posting them on the internet of these naked, young, nude women in the airport. They're not nude.
This,
they're just
right?
taking pictures of them.
There she is. That's the picture. Was right in the airport.
Yeah. That's the, no, well, we see it.
Right
what
in
what
the
year
air,
was that?
Right
anyway,
in the airport.
Their faces look hideous, but their bodies are
I think 2001.
Yeah.
Because I actually, we met up and she said, can you sneak me in? And I said, you betcha. And so I rolled her up like an old tire in the back of my Ranger car and went to the thing. And I think it was the last year.
Hmm.
And she spent. She did who's the guy? who's our Japanese our friend who lives in Japan? Sven.
Sven.
She
yes.
did a Sven where she went off to another camp and spent most of the time there with a giant bottle in one hand and a camp not too far away. But mm-hmm. but I'm not sure how much of Burning Man she saw. She really had a great time there. It was pretty funny.
Sometimes you just enjoy being in your local area there.
And Sven would do the same thing, only he made sure that he took Philo's liquor. And
Consarnit and Dag Nabbit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Philo said.
When he discovered his supply of booze was AWOL. Well, you can always have your own private pocket hip flask. It helps to get a little soused. Perhaps when you listen to the show, because of its delicate sonic tapestry. See, the show is cascade after cascade of oral effects. And the ear is gently and rhythmically stimulated by the cascade of show emanating from the radio speakers. The radio waves bearing the multifold sound of the show vibrate in resonance and emerge from the radio speakers, traveling through the air to reach the ears of the listener. Entering the tympanic opening, the radio show encounters the ear's characteristic labyrinths, which occur because its expansion is cramped in some areas while swelling in others. The vesicle itself, induced by mesodermal contact with ectoderm, then induces surrounding mesenchyme to produce a spiral of cartilage. Remember, as each otocyst loses contact with surface ectoderm, its dorsal portion, which we call the utricle, develops a hollow diverticule that elongates into an endolymphatic duct and sac, a primitive sound shape. Meanwhile, the otocyst's ventral section, the saccule, forms three smaller diverticula. Their central portions fuse after the infarction, while their peripheral aspects shape semicircular ducts with their own subtle vibration processing characteristics. These remain attached to the utricle as they are enveloped within the bony labyrinth's canal. Dilations, or ampullae, at either extremity of each ear's semicircular canal develop vibration-sensitive nerve endings. The utricle and saccule, however, induce slightly different sensory structures. Maculae, gelatinous organs embedded with otoliths and bearing their own neural fibers and receptor hair cells. The otoliths within the maculae are small calcareous particles that calibrate gravity, having a similar function in the statocysts of invertebrates. Maculae utriculi and sacculi use a combination of otoliths, hairs, and fluid to register the position of the head relative to gravity, as in the function of the vestibular mechanism. The tubular ventral portion of the otocyst.
This really gets under my skin, doesn't it, you?
Creating an expanding.
It really makes my pants.
The cochlear duct that coils into the cochlea.
I don't understand if it's black carbuncle or
inducing its
slipshod,
rich lining,
hammer toe.
Auditory neurons.
All I know is that
diverticulum cuts spiral conduit in the shape of a snail shell with a bony screw-like core. Cochlear subregion consisting of hair cells and generating action potentials in response to sound waves.
And the
organ
know,
of Corti
we're all
materializes
free Jello shots
from cells in the cochlear duct.
I didn't care because you know Jello is edible. It
is
actually provides
with
some modicum
sensitive, of vibrating
maybe
hair
not
cells
much sustenance. You can't really live on Jello for very long.
And embedded in
you
a gelatinous
can live for like
ledge,
a week or two
its
on Jello.
Body is ultra penetrating. By nerve processes,
13
synaptical
terminals
from ganglion
days
cells of the
depends
eighth
on
cranial
your
nerve
physiognomy
as
and
they
what
migrate
type of
along the coils
1.7 XB dot days.
Yeah, and it depends on what kind of, you know, if you're
ganglion,
if you're a performer, if you're an artist, if you're a beholder,
a
forced course action,
and
if
runs
you're, you know,
directly
if you're suggesting
into the pulsing surface of the brain
action. Or if your action is going to be typically fake, preposterous,
meanwhile,
false
mesenchyme
action
around the otocyst differentiates into a cartilaginous
this
capsule.
This can be like the
as
otogyne
the underlying labyrinth expands, vacuoles in the otic capsule fuse to form a cavity known as the paralymphatic space, filled with bubbling paralymph. Within this reservoir, the membranous labyrinth is suspended in the active fluid. Meanwhile, the cartilaginous aspect of the capsule ossifies as the bony aspect of the inner ear is labyrinth.
Back on the radio.
The sound waves of the show.
It's the weatherman.
Gathered
it's about
by the outer
my brain
oracle strike the
of course it is. That's its job. You're the rock gnar.
Hey, what kind of pizza would Dr. Howe eat?
Is Rocknar going to X-Day?
He'd eat raisin pizza.
Like raisin.
He likes raisin. Raisin X pizza.
Raisin X.
I never
is
have raisins
Rocknar going
on my
to
pizza.
X-Day?
No, he's not. Rocknar is boycotting X-Day this year. That's true. You heard it here, folks. No Rocknar at X-Day.
Yeah. But Dr. Howell's favorite pizza is Raisinette pizza.
No, not at all. I detest raisins on pizza, and I've often said so. And by
but what
many
about chocolate Raisinettes? Do you like Raisinettes?
Well, let's just put it this way. I like them, but they don't like me, if you follow me.
I got you. A little flatulence.
Here's on earlier.
Let's see them. I need a voice, a face, to go with the voice.
Quite comely. Quite
why,
nice.
They're academically accredited.
I speak now for the dead, not for the living. They have their own needs.
death threats.
I imagine their services don't come cheap.
Probably not.
I bet
they're a lot of
giant model of the gear we were using a moment ago now has to be dismantled and carried out to the studio so we can do our next bit, which is coming up.
Yeah,
in
the
just
bit?
A
okay.
Yeah.
The bit?
It's a, well, it's composed of bits and bytes. It's entirely digital. And
so
sure
where's Celeste come in?
The Marie Celeste?
They were here when I got here.
These were the ones that you interviewed earlier?
Yes.
But did they come in just to be on the show?
Yes.
Well, there.
They were at, in fact, Celeste was at the St. Stupid's Day book signing. That's where I met them.
Are they going to be your coach?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I think it's good to have two coaches.
But I told them already what I need. I want them standing by the bed in lab coats with timers and clipboards. You know, being what they are, sex therapists. That's
yeah.
I don't want fantasy. I want straight.
Yeah,
they
I
do
agree.
Their job.
I think they should be doing their job, not
the way they go to bars and study people, you know, what they normally do.
Now, they
do
should they, have their glasses
do
on.
Do they use a metronome?
Well, they
no, they use an anal probe.
They do that too, yeah. Yeah. That's what costs so much.
An electronic anal probe that's hooked up to a machine.
But man,
they have
the amount of information you get when
you
the
get
date
a
is over.
That's amazing what you get with that anal probe. They stick it up there. It goes to work on its own. They don't have to do anything once they put it in there. It actually does its own thing. It kind of crawls around inside of you for a while.
Yeah, there it goes.
Taking pictures. You'll hear it play in the radio because it gets bored in there, and it has to, while it's doing its work, it'll play the radio for entertainment. You'll hear it switch channels from AM to FM. Sometimes that'll cause interference in patients who have pacemakers, but
we'll get through there. We have to make sure that doesn't
Don't worry about
it. People with pacemakers,
it's not a butt plug. It is an anal probe whose purpose is to provide you with information about your innards, so to speak.
Be right around the
because your innards are what tells you how you really are.
Go up to the top of the mountain,
you
know, and take pictures in the middle of the night.
You know what kind of a person you are
and
in what kind of condition you are. If you know about your innards.
And also, you know, nobody would
take them out
be
and
up
examine
the
them and, like, no, define the future with them.
The tower, you say?
Some
on top of Mount Diablo is the most wonderful culture,
through some hideous tome of forgotten
360 glass room on a concrete tower.
High school warrior version that you
could shoot Moroccan scenes there.
Jukebox.
You could shoot
in the drugstore of your,
it's quite a place.
Mind.
On a weekday, like you go there, and there can be days when nobody's there,
you
and you can actually
drugstore
a lot of film, a lot of fun scenes there. But I'm thinking this is going to be the weekend of July 4th. Is Monday a holiday, too, or something like that? Is Monday a holiday?
It could be.
The 4th being...
Every day's a holiday.
Right. That makes it the holiday week out.
But what is a dead body? And what are the bones, even of a loved one? Huh? Oh. Have you thought about that?
Sunday is the 1st, Wednesday is the 4th, so how do civilians handle that?
Well, I suppose
the 4th actually get off Wednesday.
Or
they'll get off on Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, that's how it happens, folks. Okay.
Some people
if
get
it falls
off
on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, they get off one day in the middle of the week.
They get off.
Now my next
they do, yeah, but everybody else has to keep on working.
Yeah.
Okay, so the people at McDonald's don't get off on Christmas Day.
No, they have to work straight through.
People
still have to go. The people at McDonald's don't get off. But I heard they're going to outlaw Christmas this year. They're going to take Christmas out of people this year.
Like, you know, I say Al-Qaeda has won then.
Yeah, they're going to take the people. They're going to take the Christmas out of the people this year.
Yeah. No,
we're going to all take a pill, and it's going to make us forget about Christmas.
Yeah.
Forget about Jesus. Forget about Christmas tree
ornaments.
Forget
about all the guys that died in Vietnam. Forget about JFK.
Forget about the guys in Vietnam, man. They died. They didn't die. Forget about it.
Forget about all the marionette shows you watched when you were a kid.
Yeah, forget all that stuff. Jerry Anderson's supercar.
Forget about the movie that where
forget
Superman
about the
is played by...
But what about Team America World Police?
My neighbor saw that and he said it was really strange.
The Superman movie?
About the possible conspiracy that, what was his name, Clark Moore, the guy who plays Superman.
Oh, Hollywoodland?
Yeah, Hollywoodland.
Yeah, I like that because I had read that book, and it was really true to the book.
My neighbor said it was weird.
It was weird because I liked,
see the star
actually
guy
liked Ben Affleck in it, which I don't like him that much, but he actually did a good job there playing... George Reeves.
That was his name. George, in his itchy wool suit, standing around with his fake muscly suit. I watched
that
show.
That movie.
It was pretty strange. But
I loved it.
I just like seeing the guy fly. I thought, that's pretty cool. And then he'd land in front of a train, and he'd bite a bullet, and he'd do all the Superman
things. We just loved it because it was special effects, man. It was always about the special effects.
Yep. And that's back when, Ice Cream Sandwiches were dying.
Knock the whale the tar out of the bad guys.
Were 5 cents and
at 4:30 I'm gonna go.
Gonna go. Well,
I wanna have
the satellite. So this is a satellite clock, and it says it's 4:30.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
On not on Saturday morning. But
so what do you? Yeah, you.
Not anymore.
What are you doing this weekend? You got? Oh, you're gonna go do
Saturday.
Saturday.
Gotta go. Saturday.
And I gotta do the Chicken John Circus in the junkyard.
But Sunday. No.
Before that, K Rob and I are getting together to go and see Ray Harryhausen movies that are being shown.
We're at the Castro.
At the Castro. So
what's being played this time?
Probably. Well, we can't see them all.
Okay, well, don't forget about
some
Genius Film Fest.
No doubt it'll be, you know, the same Voyage of Sinbad, Jason.
Sorry about Subgenius Film Fest.
All right, Philo, I see you're not just kidding around, but you're actually planning to take a powder at this time. Yes, Philo has had to pass on to other pursuits. He's got a lot on his plate. And so he can't stay and banter with you, as I'm sure you thought he'd be able to. He's got places to go, things to do. Have you? Yes, there goes Dr. Philo Drummond, a great American and a great subgenius. He understands, if few others do, that across our world, forward-thinking men and women have recognized the scientific paradigm as their surest guide for sound thinking and living. Farewell, Philo. And may your path always be light. Northern California,
KPFA.org on the internet.
The show is broadcast.
Including KPFA.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Farewell. Goodbye. Around. Past the near meadows, over the still stream, up the hillside, and now it is buried deep in the next valley glades. So. And how about that big local story? I suppose you didn't go to see the carnival parade or any of that stuff that happened.
No.
Well,
there's so much to do in this life.
I just don't know whether I...
Dance party.
There seems to be somebody here at the bottom of the sound well, adding adumbrations, shadings, and flavorings all his own. Except when we put him to the test, huh? Then he can't bring himself to do it. Well, that is typical, I must say. You know, it's fighting against the night.
Well, Dr. Howe, I was wondering what I would do in my rest of my life after this moment. Because, I don't know.
Well, I suppose you have many options that simply aren't clear to you at this time, but they are obscured by the oppressions of the present. If you can simply look beyond this blurry veil of distracting substrate, you will be able to see the broadly sunlit uplands of a prosperous and dynamic future. Anti-science is a cultural movement rebelling against the establishment of science. Hans Christian von Bayer describes this movement as people who fear science and react by belittling it. They deny its objectivity. Science, especially physical science, has become so abstract that non-scientists simply have no access to it. The most sensitive among them lament their own terrifying alienation from science and feel it as a form of humiliating impotence. The best example is the faction of people against any form of biotechnology and genetic engineering. There certainly exist important ethical and environmental issues surrounding this technology, but some people, often not trained in the science of molecular biology, consider it playing God and will rebel. And so it must be. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And he created great whales in there somewhere. So it all points to a moment of generation, but the argument has raged ever since whether the fellow in the bright nightgown ever reached back in to make minute adjustments in the lattice of the superstructure, or if it is allowed to tumble headlong from its first primordial push, whether Big Bang or Big Boff from the cosmic conception, the hovering orgasm of where the eternal spirit hovered on the vast abyss and made it pregnant. So, how's your mom, Ed? But then, of course, one has to ask, who was it who first seduced the first humans to their foul revolt against eternal and omnipotent cosmic authority. Who did that, eh? Well, the Eternal Serpent. He it was, whose guile stirred up with envy and revenge, deceived the mother of mankind. What time his pride had cast him out of heaven with all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid, aspiring to set himself in glory above his peers, he trusted to have equaled the Most High, if he opposed, and with ambitious aim against the throne and monarchy of God, raised impious war in heaven and battle proud with vain attempt. Him the almighty power hurled headlong, flaming from the ethereal sky, with hideous ruin and combustion down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell in adamantine chains and anal fire, who durst defy the omnipotent to arms.
So these are the home movies of after the end of the world.
Yes, they're quite bracing, sobering vistas of desolation here.
Of course, they always have to throw in Irish because it's the end of the world.
Yeah, that's right. Massive destruction. There's just no possibility of rebuilding after such a convulsive cataclysm. That's it. Everything finished, knocked down, stamped flat. You know, there's just no place to begin. No incentive, either.
Damn, it's just nothing.
Yeah, it's a wreck, a mess. That's why they call it the end of the world.
I guess I can't even get a Coke out here.
No more Cokes. You might find one and sealed in some building or something. If you dug
right.
deep
just like
enough.
I'm dug enough. In end of the, no, on the beach. The new on the beach, I think.
The new on the beach? There's a new on the beach, too?
Sorry. What's the one about the submarine that visits? It visits San Francisco.
That was on the beach.
Okay. Yeah. There's a new on the beach from HBO. New meaning 10 years ago, I think, or a little more.
Well, what do you know?
And
after all, it's a novel by Neville Shute, who's not the greatest writer who ever came toddling down the pike.
But you can't beat San Francisco all blown up after the cataclysm, with the submarine coming through the broken Golden Gate. They use that and kill them. In fact, in my end of the world thing, there's a
it was all radioactive, but
the guy who flips Kennedy's head back to show the Martian girl his secret love. Now,
yes,
he presses a button and the world blows up. And then the next shot is some of the crew on the beach series looking aghast that the world is blowing up. But if the world's blowing up, how can they be there looking aghast? That's the eternal question.
Well, the world doesn't blow up at that time. The world already did, and they're in the poisoned aftermath. And if you go outside, you get poisoned. And so he has the one sailor jumps out of the ship, and he just rows off to San Francisco.
In this case, toward Tiburon. Yeah.
But he can never come back.
I live here, and he's going to the empty streets of Tiburon, which don't even have cars. How does that work? And then there's a Coke bottle in the new one somewhere where a guy...
Well, there was in the old one, too.
Okay, well, that's... And there's one in Dealey Plaza.
It's
so
the
it
Coke bottle sending the message. And don't forget the Coke can with the pubic hair, which figured so significantly in the Supreme Court's annals. You see, only Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling. Refreshing new feeling. Zing, what a feeling. King-size Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling. Zing, Coca-Cola refreshes best. Despite the benzoate of soda and citric acid together causing irredeemable cancer.
Yeah, I'm looking through old Time magazines, and they have wonderful Southern Comfort whiskey ads with Bedford Forrest and other Confederate generals sitting in tents drinking only this kind of whiskey. Maybe it's Jim Beam. Maybe
sipping whiskey, it would be Jack Daniels, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably Jack.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Some Irish thing, because that's the music.
Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. And Coke refreshes you best. It's the refreshinest. Fun and food and you go better with. Things go better with Coke. A real life fun for extra sun for you and everything you do. So things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Or so we used to believe.
Yep, back in the days of Goldwater.
It was even a medicine, thought to be a medicine. It was Coca-Cola was administered to me as medicine as a child.
Really?
Yes, otherwise I wasn't allowed to drink it unless I was sick, and then they gave me some opiate in Coca-Cola. And so my first experience of that delicious black liquid was a positive one, even though it came on the shores of sickness, administered to me by my grandfather and his housekeeper, because for some reason my parents weren't anywhere around. But well, even when they were, I would be administered the spoonful of bitter liquid.
Often, well, not horribly forced, but I was asked to drink it because it apparently had some magical stomach storing power.
Yeah, it's supposed to settle your stomach, and I think to a certain degree it does.
It's got little bubblies in it.
It's a sugar syrup or so.
Yeah.
And then in soda fountains, they would mix it, so you would get Coca-Cola, which was thicker or thinner, depending on the caprice of the well-named soda jerk. And not just Coca-Cola itself, but Coca-Cola adulterated with vanilla Coke, cherry Coke, lime Coke, phosphates, green rivers, all this stuff, pouring and pumping into the arteries of America. But now, all of that stuff is produced by giant corporate factories, and the soda jerk has stumped over the horizon like the dinosaur
in
the dodo.
The Coke bottle falls out of the airplane into the Bushman's area.
Yes, so the gods must be crazy to be dumping Coke bottles in the African veldt.
Just crazy. Why would anybody do that?
But that Coke bottle was a solid chunk of glass to survive a fall out of an airplane, even onto the soft African landscape.
It's true.
Those old Coke bottles were thick, and they used a lot of glass. The ones that have been out in the African sun for so long have suffered a change and have changed to a deep blue-green in color, which happens to the oldest glass. And the Coca-Cola that entered the digestive system of long-dead humans has spread molecule by molecule through the biosphere. How do we know this? An example of most living tissue shows the presence of some small trace elements found in the famous soda, originally produced in 1886 in Atlanta, Georgia, as a medicine. Originally, only the syrup was sold, and one had to mix it up at home. But soon it was standardized, and about that time, the cocaine or coca leaves were de-emphasized, although they are still used in the manufacture of Coca-Cola. Look at this. What disorder? Who let these chickens out? I can't possibly deal with it. I don't have as much energy as I used to. We're simply going to have to board up the chicken house and hope that the Sasquatch won't visit us tonight. Here, I'll rein in these Bigfoot traps and get the backyard all ship-shaped and squared away. You know, that which appears to be scientific or has the veneer of science, but is not, is what we call pseudoscience in the Church of the Subgenius. Which one is this? Oh, the Last Valley. Yeah, I think it's about the 100 Years' War.
Yeah, and they're in a valley, and the guys fight and stuff.
With the Crouch End Festival Chorus and the City of Prague Philharmonic. Okay, sounds cool. Well, you might wonder why we, being subgeniuses, are complaining about the prevalence of pseudoscience.
Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, well, now there's some
problem. Listen, I'm what they call a poll booker. I'm a subgenius.
A poll booker.
I spent my whole life in a church of the subgenius. And
most praiseworthy.
Trying to be conspiratorial.
Those sentiments are elevated and correct.
And now we have a man named Vincent Gnosis who writes in a book that all the conspiracies about assassination of Kennedy are wrong, and that he disproves all conspiratorial, and that we are the Oswalds acting alone shot and killed President Kennedy. And my whole life is empty and ruined, and I've wasted my whole life.
You don't buy that Lee Harvey Wallbanger theory?
Yep, I understand.
I want to know
where to go, where to turn now that there's no.
Well, the new Vincent Bugliosi book is out, and then there's also another book out which is a complete review of the entire assassination, and here it is, Hefty Tone, by the author of Hitler Skidler.
Yeah.
But I thought actually there was another book out.
You know, all of a sudden there are all these new books out. It's one of those little cyclical things where you think it's dead and nobody cares, and then suddenly five books hit the press, and they're all they're all the same thing. They're either no, he did, or yes, he didn't. So,
well, you think we know about this stuff? The other day, Anomaly was asking me, who's Jack Ruby anyway?
What?
It was 40 years ago or something.
Yeah, that's true, but you think people know
that. Imagine being our parents.
He was born on November 24th.
Who, Jack?
No, an Anomaly. Jack was, no, he wasn't. But I think it's an outrage. How can you possibly explain the entrance wounds on both sides of the body? And the exit wounds on opposite sides.
Not to mention Clay Shaw's detachable eyebrows.
The Jack Gordon guy or something? Is he?
Say nothing of Doug Wellman's.
Jack,
on the fifth floor of the sixth floor.
Jack Ruby or something. A guy.
Yeah, a guy. Yeah, a guy. That's pretty much it. Just a guy.
What about?
By the grassy knoll.
Was he important?
So, what is Doug Wellman, you know, Mr. Puzzling Evidence, what do you think about this?
He's right over there, officer.
The Bugliosi.
It's heavy, man. I'll say exactly what Lyndon Johnson said about the War Commission. It's heavy, man.
That had to do with.
You know, he was in town charging $18 to go hear him talk about it. What's in this book? Which is only less. It's less than. Much less than half of what the book cost.
He essentially just warrant commission.
He said, man. You can't go around.
Yeah, he's the lawyers line up on the side of the Warren Commission. They write either or huge briefs, and they line up saying the guy did it by himself. And the zanies, as Mr. Bugliosi calls them, says, you know, those are the people who think that other things happen. Yeah, and everybody cherry picks their info, and that's that. I mean, that's how history works.
Yeah, I see. Okay, well,
$18. Now, you have to give me $18 because I just did the same speech he did, but the other side. Or no, I was neutral. Yeah, I was. So that's $20 because I was fair and neutral.
almond flour.
In fair, in less than a minute. Yeah, where it takes him 3 hours to convince you that this incredibly...
Pocket.
What?
Okay. Anyway, never mind.
Too late. We mind.
It's too late. Oh!
We're beginning to use your mind to mind with.
You did bring a disassembled Manley Chicago rifle in your jacket.
You did sign the permit. Yeah, I did bring it in my jacket. No, in a paper bag that had no grease on it that could fit under my arm, even though the rifle is too long for that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a... Oh, rant? Rant? Okay, yeah.
I'm sure there's a rational explanation.
I'm sure there is, too, because I'm sure that Mr. Vincent B. will take 20 pages to rationalize that one. And a million things. You can just spend... You could spend 20 years, as he has, rationalizing all of it.
20 years, he said.
And we've passed long ago from the historical to the mythical. Now it's just whipped cream we can play with. It's
and
like,
other delights.
It's like being high on LSD and playing with cornstarch and water.
Well,
and
I
there's
love
a Dobbs
that.
Head floating around, and all you do is feel the pipe the entire night. And you think it's pretty profound. I'm eating breakfast as we watching cartoons because the show is... Geez.
I understand that it's a film festival.
Yeah, and you're going to be there.
I hope so.
It's coming up. You'll be the main attraction.
Yeah, you have to be there. You have to come over. We'll pick you up, take you to the film festival in the limousine, and then bring you back and drop you off at BART or kick you out of the limousine.
And don't worry about that old canard about being handcuffed to a tree. That won't happen this time.
That's all right. I know Subgenius Boot Camp is different. You know, that's when you...
Yes, I know. We don't...
It's never been seen. That was so shameful that it has never been seen by anybody.
No, that's a different thing. The earliest Subgenius film festivals, of course, were sadomasochistic marine drill.
Yes, I said it's not a good idea to get into that stuff on the air. So,
it's too late now because we've got to come to grips with these kinds of deviant sexuality. You're breaking up.
Breaking up? Who told you about that?
I'm breaking down.
Oh, I see.
Hal, are you going to go?
I believe I am going to this festival unless it interferes with my last-minute travel plans.
Can I get a ride?
Just listen to those kids. They sure know where it's at. They're studying to be subgeniuses themselves. But it isn't easy. Ask Timmy Brown, age 11. He's tried to be Bob's altar boy for as long as he can remember. But Timmy has a problem that many other children won't recognize. As a subgenius, he cues to a special code. If only I could hear you. I know you're there. I know you're there, but it's just not possible to...
What did they affect blintzes on the radio earlier?
Blintzes on the radio? Oh, we never eat those.
What was on the radio earlier?
Yes.
The Yes was on the radio?
Yes.
I might have played Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to look up in my own brain if it's on the playlist.
Will they make a mint?
Will they make a mint? Absolutely.
Yeah, or Niaz or
mint,
Siren.
Mint, cinnamon, and new chocolate.
Can you hear me? You know, Barrow came back, Barbado, another horse. Yes, Barbaro. Stud fees go into the millions, but simple, and he could stud 50 holes in a year.
Well, I don't see what there is to complain about.
Single delay?
There's a single delay, yep.
On KPFA.
My God, it's like a bomb zone in here.
Yes, I know. The artillery is hot and heavy.
So I understand there's a Las Vegas then June 2nd.
That's right, at the Junkyard, Ace International Speedway.
Are there bands playing?
Yes, there are. The Odeon Cocaine All-Stars, fronted by three singing lovelies, will accompany the jump of Otto von Danger on fire. On Harley Davidson
Good Lord.
Over the ramp of death. But there's plenty more stuff going on, as I'm sure you can appreciate. The Sparkle Motion girls will be going through their paces, and the Naked Fire Babes also will be performing. Mongo Lounge will be pounding away. And so all of these things will be there. And I, Dr. Howland Owl, will be performing short duration marriages. And it'll go on and on and on until you desperately long for it to be over. But it'll just have to keep going.
As the loud flames burn.
Oh, and there's the Burning Man thing on the 9th.
Yes, that Burning Man thing is coming up on the 9th.
And of course, the great tribute to Dirk Durkin on the 9th.
There's this electricity in the air.
Yeah, and Marina and Lee Harvey Oswald
on
the balcony of their apartment building.
And Stallone.
In the USSR.
For 15 minutes.
Describe the murder to Marina and the marital.
I didn't realize that there was this.
Lee Harvey and Marina Oswald.
There's supposed to be some Chicken John bus trip to Mexico to see a bullfight coming up.
And this incredibly.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, heard about it from
the
hero.
To know that there was no reason
that doesn't sound appealing to me.
Never.
Never? Well. Probably. Who wants to see a bullfight?
Video's a poor excuse, I know.
Maybe you do, eh, Michael Pepe? You want to see the matador?
I need to remember.
Get gored in the groin by an enraged
bull? No, that's not Michael Pepe. This is our caller choir.
Oh, I see.
They're singing us out as we...
Sometimes
sail off the, yeah, we're going over the Pacific Ocean now. We're losing the lights of California from our
hearts and so
out here and doing the capsule.
And I just wanted to
feel like I can't take it.
The air, such pleasures, loath to lose. A thousand echoes still prolong such heavenly tones.
She's going to cave in.
Turkeys are attacking human beings, dogs and cats living together. It's terrible. They're going to remake The Birds also.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yes, Birds now. The world just isn't the way it used to be.
No, let's get out of here.
They're being attacked by turkeys.
Oh my God. What time is it?
She heard a car pull up 3 a.m.
You're calling. You're calling.
There is something very strange going on here. I know there is.
Exactly. That's what
I don't want to know what it is.
Why would you ever want to readmit your brain waves?
Comma. That much.
Spatial time field.
Period. Tinsel bomb. Exclamation point.
You're kidding.
You're not making sense.
Yeah, I got a newsflash for you. None of this makes sense.
Yeah. Do you hear what you're saying? Is there any awareness of what you're saying? Why don't you just enjoy your time off?